All right, we on? Can you hear me? All right, thank you. At 6 o'clock, we're going to call the July 17th, 2024 meeting of the Dairy Attention Zoning Hearing Board is officially called to order. I want to make everyone aware that it is and has been the policy of Dairy Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the Township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. Take a roll call, please. Mike Angelo?
Here.
Bill Tefuto?
Here.
Joe Nocera?
Here.
Steve Seidel is absent, and I'm Tom DeDonatis. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the June 18th, 2024 meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to announce the case.
You have to vote on it.
We have to vote on it?
You had a motion.
Okay. Take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The motion passes. Thank you. So we announced the case. Okay. The next item of old business is the adoption of the decision, the case of Ken Bollinger, case 2024-14. I will read the substantive parts of the proposed order.
One through three.
Okay. All right. The applicant's request for a special exception pursuant to 225.502.10 regarding the sign area of the proposed sign is granted. The applicant may install the proposed sign with a sign area of 36 feet. The applicant's request for variance from 225.401.4.F.B.1, table 36, regarding the illumination of the proposed canopy sign is granted. The applicant may internally light the proposed sign. The applicant shall meet all other sign requirements, including dimensional requirements imposed by the ordinance. May I have a motion to approve that, to accept that?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Now in the case of... all in favor?
Aye.
Forgive me, my first time. Any opposed? Thank you. It passes. All right. Now, adoption of the decision of the case of Ken Bollinger 2024-15. Mm-hmm. One and two. Thank you. All right. The applicant's request for a variance from 225-401.4.F.B.1, table 36, special note number 2 regarding the location of a wall sign is granted. The applicant shall meet all other sign requirements, including dimensional requirements imposed by the ordinance. Do I have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
You weren't here.
Oh, okay. Bill, too.
Oh, second.
You're right. Can't do it. Just you two.
And then we have to vote. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. So under old business from last meeting, the continuance in the case of Johnson Duffy, case number 2024-16. Will the applicant please come to the podium?
Mr. Purcell, do you want to come to the podium, please? Mr. Purcell, would you state your name and spell, or and your at state your name and address for the record.
My name is Milt Purcell.
And your address?
1471 Woodhaven Drive, Hummelstown.
Okay. And we'll have Maria swear you in.
I do.
And Mr. Purcell, your case was continued from last month.
I could probably save a lot of time. My lawyer didn't come. My architect didn't come. He didn't call me. I have a dental surgery next week, not tonight. I could answer your questions, or should I wait until the lawyer?
Yeah, Mr. Cassidy had submitted a request that this matter be continued.
Mike Cassidy.
Yes, until
he didn't call me.
Until yes, I understand.
You know, he's fired.
Okay. Well, that's your choice, but he has submitted a request that the hearing be continued until the August hearing, which is what date is that, David?
August 21st.
August 21st. And I understand that he has paid the continuance fee to have the matter continued, and he has reached out to a neighbor or two to advise that the hearing will be continued. So because not all of the neighbors might be here that would want to be here, and you don't have your attorney or your architect here, I recommend that you do not proceed without your attorney. And in fact, I'm recommending that the board make a vote to continue the hearing because not all of the neighbors might be here who wanted to come. So that's my recommendation to the board, that they consider the motion to continue made by the attorney and continue this to the August hearing. And I understand that there may be some neighbors here who came for the hearing, and we apologize for the miscommunication. We're just finding out when we saw you that there was some miscommunication between the attorney and the property owner. But in order for everybody's rights to be heard, I recommend we reconvene in August.
So I believe we've already received a formal request for continuance.
I'm sorry.
And a fee was paid.
We'll put it on.
We've already received a formal request for continuance on this case from your attorney, and a fee was paid. Therefore, we have to make a motion on the continuance.
Yes, and we'd like you to...
To next month. For next month, yes.
Is there a charge for canceling out?
It was already paid, I believe.
No, your attorney's already paid the fee. And you can talk with him about how that's handled. But we would like you to confirm that you are in agreement with his request for a continuance.
Yes.
Okay. And right. Could you just say that into the microphone?
Yes, I'm in agreement for what you said.
Oh, that you agreed to the continuance
yes.
that your attorney requested. Okay.
Yes.
And then I would recommend that the board consider that. Somebody make a motion to continue that. And
I'll make a motion to continue Mr. Purcell's case to the August meeting.
Is there a second?
Second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approve. I mean, opposed? It passes.
Okay.
Next month. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just for everybody who's here, that will be August 21st at 6. Thank you.
August 21st.
August 21st. August 21st at 6. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So the next case is under new business. It's a hearing in the case of Rachel Duggan, 2024-17. Will you please approach the podium. Is there anyone else that will be testifying in this case or just yourself? Can you please come up to the podium and be sworn in? Each one state their name?
Yes.
Can you each please state your name and address for the reporter?
My name is Rachel Dugan, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, and I live at 216 Sawleaf Circle, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, unfortunately, our microphones, they have to be almost touching your face to pick better? Everything up.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's turned on.
Do you need me?
Kelly Hefner Means, 257 Hemlock Court, Hershey, 17033.
Someone else in the back is going
to
be.
I'd like to have some input in the case also. I'm a neighbor.
We'll
get to you.
Right? You'll have the opportunity after she's done. Yes. All right. Thank you. All right. You may proceed with the. I'm sorry. You swear on men, please.
I do.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead and present your case, please.
Can you hear me? Is that better? Can you? Yeah. Okay. Good evening. My name is Rachel Dugan. I'm the owner of DBK Strength, a personal training business. I'm applying for a variance in accordance with Chapter 25, Article 4, Section 25-419.6 for a home occupation to operate my business in my attached garage. My home is located at 216 Sawleaf Circle, Hershey, Pennsylvania. This project does not require any building, construction, or groundbreaking. My residence has a 652 square foot two-car garage that has 9 foot, 9 inch ceilings, which opens to a driveway with space to park up to 6 cars. The garage has 2 street-facing windows, a rear exterior door, which opens to a fenced-in backyard. The garage is insulated, well-lit, and has electricity. Although the garage currently does not have climate control, I am planning to install a window air conditioning unit as well as a garage heater after obtaining my variance, examples of which were provided in my application package. DBK Strength is a personal training and strength coaching business that was established in Hershey in May of 2023. I am on a mission to increase the quality of life for the citizens of Hershey, not only by improving individuals' fitness levels, but their overall mental and physical health so that they may be able to participate more fully in their lives the way they want to without apprehension. My ideal clients are women between the ages of 25 and 65, who many of whom have little to no exercise or strength training experience, are looking to get out of pain, improve their movement, create a healthier lifestyle, and want to lead active lives without limitations or fears. As I continue to grow my business, I am also looking to expand to work with teenage girls, many of whom struggle with self-confidence and self-esteem. I want to help them fall in love with themselves, be strong, bold, and take up space. I want them to lead lives that they are inspired by and to do so without hesitation. DBK Strength offers completely individualized one-on-one personal training sessions, which range between 40 and 60 minutes. Client programs are designed to elevate the client's competency and confidence in the gym, gain strength, provide guidance to improve their lifestyle habits, and help them achieve their whole potential to more fully participate in their lives. I teach small group powerlifting classes at the Derry Township Community Center, and I do not intend to hold group training classes at my residence. A keystone of my business is to build a healthy tribe for my clients, where friendships are forged and they create support networks for their journeys. This is made possible by organizing regular meetups, gatherings, and service opportunities which benefit the local community by supporting other small, locally owned businesses and organizations. For example, we meet once a month for coffee at the Englewood Roasting Company. My barbell strength training class goes to Lisa's for brunch after the last class of our session, and we're participating in the upcoming Ben and Tim Day 5K. Over the last year, I've worked with 15 individuals in a one-on-one setting, and I'm currently working with 7 individuals and continuing to build my personal training client roster. My clients don't just find their physical strength, they find their mental and emotional strengths too. In the last year, many of my clients have formed friendships with each other and their families. I've had clients increase their bone density scores, reduce blood sugar and cholesterol medications, and reduce the number of and severity of chronic disease flares. I've had a client lean into her training to maintain her mental health while being the caretaker for her terminally ill mother. I've also had clients take on physical activities they never would have attempted before. For example, hiking, kayaking, 5Ks, and many other things. They are truly living the lives they want to live. In May of this year, I began working with the Derry Township Community Development Team to obtain a proper permit to operate my business out of my garage. Through the partnership with the Zoning and the Community Development Team, I learned that I not only needed to obtain a variance to hold training sessions in the garage, as a stepping stone to operate my business while obtaining that variance, I applied for and was granted a permit to hold training sessions in my finished basement, which was approved on June 13th. On Monday, June 17th, I began holding training sessions in approximately 225 square feet of my basement. Since then, I've held over 40 training sessions. My business has not caused any disruptions in the neighborhood, and my clients and I have been quiet and respectful for the neighbors in the neighborhood. I have all intentions continuing to do so while working in the garage. While holding training sessions in my basement has been successful, it is not ideal and requires clients to traverse a full flight of stairs. This hurdle currently prevents one of my clients from training in my space and requires us to hold training sessions in her home. It is also a limiting factor preventing me from offering training sessions to other members of the community who may have mobility challenges. Operating in the small space of the basement provides additional physical challenges, including limiting exercise selection due to floor space, including but not limited to running, jumping, walking, and doing carries. Additionally, the basement has a low overhead clearance with only 7 feet, 2-inch ceilings. Many of my clients can touch the ceiling without effort, which prevents us from almost all overhead exercises. Garage-based sessions will provide additional floor space and overhead space to run my training sessions and increase the range of exercises and movement modalities that I can use with my clients. Holding sessions in the garage opens my business to a wider client base, making it inclusive to anyone who may have complex movement challenges and are unable to access my current operating location in my finished basement. Furthermore, sessions in the garage can provide additional comfort to those clients who may be uncomfortable coming all the way into my home and working in my basement. Garage-based sessions, will be quiet and should not be disruptive to the neighbors or the neighborhood. Moving sessions from my basement to the garage will not change the impact on traffic and on the surrounding streets or in my neighborhood, and my clients will continue to be able to use my driveway for parking. Lastly, I want to thank the members of the community development team for helping me traverse the permitting process and answering all of my questions along the way.
All right, thank you very much. Do any members of the board have questions for Rachel? Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Is there anybody from the public who wants to? Kelly would like to talk also, or?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to participate publicly. It's a good process. Again, my name is Kelly Hefner Means, retired executive deputy secretary for the Department of Environmental Protection, and also a member of the Derry Township Municipal Authority Board. I want to deliver my remarks from the standpoint of being one of DBK Strength's clients. I have done five since she got her permit for her basement. I have done five sessions there. I arrive as I would any other guest, one car in her driveway, not a problem. Fortunately, even though her basement's only 7'2", since I'm only 5'4", I don't have a problem with that, but the taller people do. So it would be nice to move to the garage where there is a larger space. I do want to reiterate two things. One is that they are quiet sessions. There is some background music, but it's not to the point where it's loud. She has to be able to hear me, and I, of course, have to be able to hear her direction as well. The other thing is, clearly, she has demonstrated compliance and intends to do so, and just, again, wanted to voice my support for 2024-17. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anybody from the board have any questions for her? All right, thank you. Are there any members of the public who would like to make comment or have questions? Please come forward to the podium. Please speak into the microphone. Yeah. State your name and your address, please.
My name is Neil Walmer. I live right next door to Becky Dugan. And I live at 230 Sawleaf Circle in Hershey, PA, 17033.
All right, thank you. Can you get sworn in by the court reporter?
I do.
Just keep your voice up.
I'm sorry.
Keep your voice up a little.
Okay, I'll try. I'm a little hard of hearing. It's all hearing. Okay. For the record, thank you for letting me speak. I'm not opposed. I'm not for this at this point. I just need a little clarification on the whole matter. My wife, Lynn, and I have been Hershey residents, for 54 years, my wife, Lynn, for 60 years. We are pioneering residents of this neighborhood. We built one of the first houses in 1992, 32 years ago. We picked a cul-de-sac, a lot in the cul-de-sac, because it was nice and quiet and with much less traffic. We're one of the few remaining original families, and we're now retired, spend more time than ever at home and in the yard. And like I say, we're currently next door neighbors to the Dugans. We just returned from vacation this past Sunday and saw the notation on the signs, the front and back. So we weren't even really aware that they were running a business out of the home. But we did see that they want to move a basement business now to the garage, and just like to get a little clarification on that. Number one, we weren't aware they were running a business. Is there a process that the people go through to establish a business in a home? Is it like this where they put a sign up? And
yes, so to establish a home occupation or a no impact home business, it requires a permit from the township. However, because it is a permitted use, it does not require notification of surrounding properties. No impact home business is as it sounds. There's no impact to the community in any way. Home occupation is a business that occupies less than 25% of the floor area of the house, but maintains that the residential component is the main component of the building. And it also has limitations on that the home occupation cannot disrupt the residential feel. It cannot produce any noise, odor, waste unassociated with residential use. So when they established their business, they did get a permit for a home occupation, because having one-on-one training did not change the residential feel of the neighborhood.
Okay. And are there different criteria for different businesses? Say, for example, I'm a physical therapist. Could I run a physical therapy business out of my home if I was licensed in Pennsylvania?
So, let me pull up the ordinance so I can read. Let me go to the right website and pull up the right ordinance, and I can read directly from the ordinance on home occupations. So home occupations may be established as an accessory use in the conservation R1, R2, R3, Plan Campus West, Palmdale mixed use, and Hershey mixed use only in conformity with the following. Only one home occupation per dwelling unit. Home occupations shall only be permitted in single family or single family detached homes. All employees shall be residents of the home. No change shall occur to the outside of the dwelling unit. A maximum of one sign may be installed, not more than 25% of the floor area. The portion of the dwelling unit for home occupation shall comply with all requirements of the prevailing Derry Township Building Code. The receipt of merchandise of 14,000 pounds. So it does not appear that there would be any restrictions from you running your physical therapy as a in the same type of one-on-one type of way, but did want to double check just to make sure.
Okay, yeah, I just wasn't sure of the process and if we just missed something. Mm-hmm. But we have a couple concerns. Depending on the answers, I might be for or opposed, I'm not sure. We certainly like their entrepreneurial spirit and certainly wish the best for them, but we're close next door neighbors, and so we just want to get some things clarified. The driveways of our home run parallel with each other. If you want to you can pull it up right there. Yeah. The driveways were probably anywhere from 25 feet at the closest of maybe 40 feet apart at the widest, 50 feet. Garages faced each other, probably 80 to 100 feet from each other. I'm not exactly sure. We used to have a hedge screening the residences from each other, but I bought miniature Yanomas burning bush, but over a period of time, they turned out not to be miniature. It's 12 feet high and 12 feet wide. So they requested I take it down, and I did. I took it down and got rid of it. Got topsoil, grass seeded their property, our property, and repaired it. You can see the hedge there. So currently the driveways are completely exposed to each other. I have planted screening since Green Giant Arborvitae, which in a number of years will provide some screening there. Depending on how the business is run, though, we would have concerns. The garage setting is different than a basement setting. With a basement setting, well, we didn't even know they're running a business, so you can, you know, it was very quiet. We might see an occasional person come and go. We had no idea it was a business client, which is an indication it was run well. With a garage setting, our concern is you have two big garage doors. Are they required to be closed, or can they be open? And when business is being conducted, if they were open, it would expose this business to the public space, would expose any music, any noise. Anything like that in close proximity to us. So that's one concern. If they put it in the garage as opposed to the basement, will it be some kind of restriction to keep the doors closed, or can it be open to the public? I don't know if you want to answer that now.
Dave, is there anything specific in the ordinance about that?
There's nothing specific in the ordinance. However, we can always ask the applicant, and the zoning hearing board does have the ability to put certain reasonable conditions onto a decision. And that could be something that, based on the answer of the applicant, that you include in the decision itself.
Would that possibly also fall under standard Derry Township noise ordinances that everybody applies to?
Derry Township does not have a noise ordinance.
Wow.
So that is, however, you can make the argument that that is covered in the zoning ordinance, where it states that no noise, vibration, smoke, or other particulate matter shall occur as if it's not a home occupation. So anything outside what's normal for a residence.
All right, thank you. Do you have another question?
Yeah. We're also concerned about, if this gets authorized, we're concerned about progressive creep of the business. My understanding now is that it's a one-on-one training. Could this creep into a start group sessions, that kind of thing, which would bring more traffic, more people, possibly more noise into this thing? By the same token, could it creep into out of the garage, into the driveway, into the yard? You know, what we wouldn't want to see is a Venice Beach.
I believe that the variance request is specific to the garage area, right? And nothing else but the garage area.
Okay. All right. And again, in relation to garage doors being open, the business being exposed, noise, that kind of thing, we have concerns about, you know, reflection on the value of our property and future sale. Again, if we can iron those things out, I have no problem with the whole thing. The other thing I would ask, if the Dugan family would move away with this approval of a business in the garage or the basement, if they sell the house, does this approval go with the sale of the house, or does that have to start, somebody moving in have to start a whole new process?
The home occupation would go with the property. As far as the variance would go, it would have to be in the same exact nature. So they are asking for a variance for home occupation for one-on-one personal training. If they were to sell and somebody would want to do automotive repair, that's a different use. Even though they can make the argument it's still home occupation, it would still end up back in front of the board, the zoning hearing board, for future relief. It wouldn't be an open door that this could turn into something more detrimental to your property or the neighborhood as in general.
Okay. And just in terms of question, can these specific requirements be written into the agreement, like closed garage doors, no expansion in the neighboring space, no expansion numbers of clients, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Megan?
That would be up to the board to decide what conditions they want to put on the decision. It's not necessarily an agreement, but the board's decision.
Okay.
And they will decide what reasonable conditions they want to impose.
And
sorry. Let me just say that again, because my microphone was off. That'll be up for the board to decide what reasonable conditions they want to impose. And it's not necessarily an agreement with the applicant. It's more the zoning hearing board's decision.
Okay. Well, you know, in that regard, if we can't put something in that would bind them to that type of situation, we would probably strongly oppose this petition. If we can get some kind of a guarantee that it can't be, you can't have this progressive creep into other, you know, larger situations, using the driveway, using the backyard, building things in the backyard for business purposes. If we can't get an agreement, get something like that written in, Lynn and I would be strongly opposed to this transition. If we can, we would probably have no problem with it.
Well, does that include for you the garage doors being open, or is I'm saying that's to you, that would mean you would be opposed if the garage.
Nothing going on in the driveway, backyard, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just want to be clear about what it is that you would. You know, you'd be opposed if the garage doors were open, if it went in the driveway, if it went in the backyard, and if they took on more than, you know, one client and they started doing group classes. Is there anything else?
That's pretty much it. I mean,
okay.
We certainly wouldn't want a lot of noise.
Yeah. I mean, I think she commented on the noise. Yeah.
I say, she's been running this business.
Yeah.
We didn't even know, so she's done it well, and they've been great neighbors. I have no complaints. I'm just trying to kind of nail down where this could go.
Okay. I just want to understand your concerns and their, in its entirety.
If the board were to grant this, they have asked for it to be in the garage. If they wanted to expand it into the driveway or the yard or elsewhere on their property, they would need to come back to the zoning hearing board.
Okay. Almost all of your questions are actually in their application. They said one-on-one, they said the garage. The only thing that I don't think is explicit in it is whether the garage door is open or shut. But am I right? It didn't say whether it's open. But to say that you demand that it be shut or you would be opposed to it, a reasonableness test would be there's kids out playing basketball. There are people that do stuff with their garage door open, including cleaning it and do things, including their own automotive stuff. So,
and I've got a problem with that.
Yeah.
If it's going on hour after hour during the day, I would be opposed.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you have any additional questions or concerns?
One more question. If this gets approved and then violated, what's the avenue for resolution? Are there any real teeth to resolving it or for enforcement?
Yes. You would reach out with a complaint to the township through either a phone call. On our website, we do have a citizens portal where you can file a complaint. Should we find them being in violation, we issue a notice of violation. Typical notice of violation, we give them 15 to 30 business days to correct the issue. We expect them to see motion in the right direction within 15 and fully resolved within 30. Should the issue persist beyond the 30 days allotted from the notice of violation, we then press charges through the district justice. I will tell you that we seek compliance, not penalty in most cases.
Yeah.
However, unfortunately, we are at times forced to go financially through pressing charges just because it ensures compliance. Zoning fees for violations is $500 per offense, and the ordinance does clear up that for every day a violation exists constitutes a new offense. So you're looking at a $500 day fee. I've never seen the district justice go that far. Again, he's seeking the same thing that we are, which is compliance. We'd rather never get to court. Sure. But that is our avenue in case there is a situation that arises.
Yeah.
It starts with a call, an email, and I can get your information after the meeting and give you my email. That way, if there's any concerns moving forward, anything you notice that I can also send you a copy of the decision so you know what exactly is included.
And I don't anticipate anything like that. I'm just, my experience is it's better to get the horse before the cart, because once it's approved, it's tough. And I just would like to have some sense of satisfaction that it's going to be run as it says it.
Yes, we understand, and we appreciate your coming to the podium and voicing your concerns, and we'll take them into consideration. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Does anybody from the board have any more questions? All right. Would the applicant like to come back to the podium, please, and make any more information available?
You have the opportunity to respond if you'd like.
Sure. Can you hear me okay? Okay. To talk and address Mr. Neal's concerns, as in my application, I fully intend to only hold one-on-one training, personal training sessions. That was in my application, in my outline as well. I hold group sessions at the Derry Township Community Center. I teach powerlifting there. And in the future, if I intend to hold any group sessions, I operate through the community center. I know it is not necessarily relevant to the zoning board, but to address Mr. Neal's concerns, this is a temporary solution for me as my business grows. I am hoping to build a clientele base where I am able to move into a private space that is outside of my home. The fact that this is something that may be going on for a year or so is kind of my business plan, but may help calm some of Mr. Neal's concerns as well. As far as expanding outside the application, and my intention is to only work in the garage. My clients have been very quiet. Our sessions are very quiet. I don't tend to have very loud music playing. As Kelly alluded to, it's important to be able to hear the instructor, hear the client, have that communication, that dialogue. During the sessions, there's a lot of mentoring and education that happens as well, which is very difficult to conduct when you have very loud music playing. Some of my sessions include a barbell. We do some deadlifting and things like that. However, I have 3/4-inch rubber flooring that I have in the basement that is also in the garage. It was pictured in, it was shown in some of the pictures. There's a space missing in that picture because I moved that flooring down into the basement for temporary use, and that will be replaced when I should I get approval to move into the garage. That flooring takes away a lot of the vibration, the noise. It makes it very quiet. It also makes it very easy to clean and keep the area sanitized as well.
And I believe in your earlier testimony, you said you were going to be adding heating and air conditioning into the garage.
Correct.
If you do that, the climate control would be difficult to achieve with the garage doors open, right?
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else from the public who wants to comment? Okay.
Can I just ask her one question?
Sure.
Do you want the option of having the garage doors open in any season that you're not using heat or cool? Or would that be a constraint you would not prefer if it was written into the...
I would love when it's 50 and 60 degrees outside to be able to have the garage doors open, just because it's beautiful outside and I'd prefer to save the money on the electric bill. I think if my clients would also enjoy being able to have, you know, the fresh air. But if that is something that the board decides that needs to be done to be able to permit me to use the garage, I understand the decision. But I do think it would be very nice to be able to have the doors open and enjoy that fresh air.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anybody else that would like to testify at all? All right, please come back. Remember, you're still under oath.
I'm sorry?
You're still under oath.
Yes, okay. I would just say if the petition is left with the garage doors open, we would strongly oppose that for the reasons I've mentioned.
All right, duly noted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions from anyone? All right, thank you. We have the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days to appeal if you are aggrieved in any way. All right? Thank you very much. Since there's no other business, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second. Mike? Second motion.
All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Thank you. We're going to go into executive session now to discuss this information.